time. Give me a vacation, please.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the day that you have provided us. We ask for your leadership, and we ask for safe travel among our people. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Tom, I ask roll call, please. Now, Lindsay, please be grateful.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Kevin got 5 present and 0 absent.
Yeah, 5 present, 0 absent, constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight will be official. Moving on down the order of business is item E, FY 2018 Comprehensive Annual Budget. Motion made to approve the funding source.
Of 9-9-2-6-7-3.
Here a second. This is just for funding only. Oh. $309 million. Here a second.
This ain't the actual budget.
No.
Not yet.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? Pete? David?
No.
Adam? No. During session, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, got 4 in favor and none against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Down to other business.
I'm going to add a motion to add NCA 17-173 to the agenda.
Motion made to add NCA 17-173. To the agenda, it's instituted a law of the Muskogee Nation approving the comprehensive annual budget for the fiscal year 2018 and providing for appropriations. Do we hear a second to add to the agenda?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? None. All in favor say aye. Okay. Now, the business, NCA 17-173. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation approving the comprehensive annual budget for the fiscal year 2018 and providing for appropriations. Do we hear a motion? Do I hear a motion?
Motion
to pass. For a second?
Second.
Okay. For discussion? Discussion. David?
I had a meeting with Chief earlier in the Speaker's office. I did have some questions on the health, and he did give us a sheet that I wasn't aware of that was passed out. I don't know if you got one.
No, we just got to see it too. So.
Because just like all the rest of the budgets we went through, health was the only one I didn't get a chance to attend. I know LNC and BF&J, we had several questions, and one of the things that I had was, and Randall as well, what all of us did was like evaluations, how far in depth they go into it, and a lot of the increases in salaries. But there was one that kind of stood out, 80-something thousand for one, and which Chief explained it. And I kind of wish we would have had this beforehand. And with all the revised, I think, Robin, you just get it today? Did you just get the new revised? And then, trying to vote on it without even looking at it. So I just kind of didn't know on that, because I really like the review on the health side. Mr. Terry, I know you, Chief, had mentioned that you went to several other, as far as Cherokee, Choctaw, kind of got. Did you just do the doctors and nurses, or did you do everyone?
Yes, just if you had a medical license, doctors, dentists, chiropractors, nurses, is where we started with.
Are you planning on doing all of the other departments as well?
I would like to. My goal is to work through the licensed professionals. So if you have some kind of license, we would like to have every physician into a salary structure. I have to do that as we make our revenue expectations. I felt that it was most critical that we have to, our first priority was to stabilize the medical staff, the doctors and nurses for long term. We've lost 9 positions in 3 years. We've recruited 1. In the last 9 months, we've now brought 5 positions on board. So we're stabilizing our staff, and we have to be competitive with medical salaries. So that was really my goal, was to have that stabilized so that we can keep our doctors here.
I agree. I think we all said that in the past. In order to get a good doctor, you're going to have to pay them. There was a lot of issues previous this administration that, you know, nurses are getting up 4 times.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of it, you know, some of them were the same ones, and I think a lot just taking advantage, you know, of working. But you also have one that's been here 5, 10, 20, 30 years and may not receive a raise.
Yes.
And then I'm a, you know, because I threw this out to another department the other night. You know, the citizens are going to ask me, you know, we're in the red in the hell. So, but now we're giving them raises.
Yeah.
And we laid off so many people, we're giving them raises. And I'm all for giving employees raises. And we had to ask in ours the justification. You know, their attendance, their workmanship, I mean, is your evaluation up to par, turn in? And there was some that didn't know, some that did turn in. There are some that are falling, you know, behind their turn evaluation. And so how do you justify giving one a raise if there's no documentation to back it up? You know, that's the kind of questions I get where I work. You know, it's, I got to give one, I got to have some type of documentation. But, you know, some that approach us in different budgets, even the LNC, I think, had the same issues as well. Well, they do a good job, you know. How do we know that? You know? I know it's not up to us. We're not an HR department, but still we're one that approved the budget, and we got to justify ourselves. But regardless, council's going to get blamed, you know, either way you look at it. So I just want to kind of justify my voting of why.
Yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, we are very strong financially. In the last 9 months, we've cut $1.5 million out of that Okmulgee Hospital in recurring expense. We've added close to, since the middle of 2016, we've added almost $1 million in third-party revenue a month. So just think about cutting $1 million a month of expense out. That's $12 million a year. So we've been very strong. We've been very cautious about watching our checkbook. And as we've made these efficiencies, my priorities was to stabilize the medical staff. So I felt like that's where I had to put our resources first, was I had to give our patients doctors and nurses to take care of.
I agree. Because there's several times they had to call you, you know.
That's right.
Anything else, David?
Just a question.
To quote Mr. Hicks when he interviewed me, he said, "You got to run this like a business."
Yeah.
And who makes my money is doctors. There's no one else that brings me revenue. So that's where we have to grow our revenue, is our nurses and our doctors, and stabilize them, and they take care of our citizens. So that's where we've been with it.
That's true. Linda, I know after everything goes through and you have to load all this in, how long does it take?
She needs about 2 weeks, so we would have to have it 2 weeks prior to the end of the month, which would be about the 14th, 16th, to get it loaded by October 1st.
October 1st. Go ahead.
Mr. Frank, Representative Hill kind of covered the questions that I had. I mean, that was just looking at it, the proposals, the huge increase. I mean, I just now seeing your response or your letter, so it does clarify everything. But, and then the other thing that I have
really not a question. It's just Robin just received the updated version today, and we haven't seen it, the compensation or the whole budget itself. So that's, to me, I'd like to see everything before I do vote on it. So.
Okay. Adam? Pete?
No.
David?
Yeah. Kind of same line around, that's why I asked Ms. Rowe, what about the 18? I know that's pushing it.
I can't verify that. We could try as hard as we could to get it loaded if we could get it by the 18.
Okay, Randall.
Mr. Terry. As far as the overtime, have you controlled that situation as well?
We absolutely are. There was a common practice inside the nursing division where they were scheduling on a 2-week. They were automatically scheduling themselves 84 hours, and they could schedule themselves exactly to where they were each getting 4 hours of overtime every pay period. We cut that, we brought that back in. Just for the medical center alone, that's over a $12,000 savings a month. So we think that we're going to have about $130,000 a year just in the overtime savings. Just on the
I mean, your policies and procedures have been updated as far as
he's supposed to be out of there
your overtime.
Well, it's not really a policy and procedure. It's just a scheduling issue of how we approve it. So there wasn't a policy that let them do it. It was just their practice.
As I recall, before you came on board, that was an issue that was discussed, and they were making triple time, quadruple time, all on holiday pay. And there was some getting more paid overtime than the regular check.
The problem that I have a lot of times is nurses are smart and they know how to figure things out and you know, look, they're trying to make as much money as they can. Nurses are in high demand and hospitals are paying them whatever it takes to get there, and but I think everyone is getting control of it. It's starting to stabilize, so we have the nursing to do what we have to do right now, so we've absolutely got the overtime issue resolved.
Okay.
Let me ask you, maybe a tough one.
Okay.
How's the Wetumpka Clinic doing?
The Wetumpka Clinic's doing okay. We had a certain amount of money for this year that I believe that the council approved to fund the Wetumpka for a year. I determined when I got here that the only thing that I could really guarantee was to have a nurse practitioner down there with a medical assistant. My goal was that we were going to do well enough with our revenue, third-party revenue, and our efficiency, that I was going to try to take care of the Wetumpka Clinic with my funds for 2018. The best days that we have in Wetumpka is whenever we have pharmacy open. Right now, we're only having pharmacy a couple of days a week. So we still have some days where we only have just a couple of patients, one or two that comes in on those days. We're growing that. By no means am I revenue neutral right now, but I'm getting there. In growing the clinic, I think that there's the ability to get to where it's a break even for me down there, and I can make some money on the drugs with the Medicare patients down there. I think that we will make some third party revenue. So I've committed to it. I think that the worst thing for me is to start something and stop something and start something and stop something. I want the chance to be able to run Wetumpka at least for a while with a full clinic so that I can see, is this really making sense? I'm not going to be asking for tribal funds to do it. I'm going to do it with my funds, with IHS. So we're doing well enough now that we can do that.
probably another year you would know for sure.
I will know absolutely for sure.
Any other questions? Chief?
In response to Representative Hicks, I think it's probably been a year and a half ago where, you know, we found the overtime rate at being 2%, I think, regular overtime and 4% holiday or something like that. And so we ended that practice and put it at 1.5% and I think 2% holiday pay. So I think that's been in place more than a year now, and previous to Mr. Terry being here. So that saves a lot there. We're also trying to look at targets for the total overtime cost, because as it was explained, you put a dollar figure out there, and ironically, they're going to hit that every month. You know, it's, that's just the way it is with nurses. But you got to have nurses.
Sure. Okay. Anything else? David?
I just want to ask the committee. I know Ms. Rowe, if we postpone to the 18th, have a mercy meeting on the 18th, would that give you time in October? That's exactly 5, 6, 7, 9 days.
We would work as hard as we could, and I think we could do it in that length of time.
And that's just what I want to ask the committee. I mean, do we move forward with it, or they want
do you time? Do you make a motion to postpone?
Make a motion to postpone for the 18th.
Okay, I have a motion to postpone for the 18th. Second to May. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. Roll call, please. Is the motion to postpone to the 18th?
Pete Beaver.
No.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
No.
All right. Chairman, there was a tie. In case of a tie, the chairman gets to vote.
Vote yes.
Chairman, you got 3 in favor and 2 against.
Okay, so that motion has been postponed. The bill is postponed until 18th of October. September. Sorry.
Can we get them budgets tonight? Can we get the revised budget from Robin tonight? Should we do it for you?
Robin.
Do you have the CDs?
Get some more on my sometime.
What? I'm trying to get it on Monday.
Okay.
Oh, it's all in paper.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other business? Any announcements? Any announcements? Chief?
Can I ask a question? Do you still need to pass it out of committee to be so we can vote on it on the 18th, or will you do it that day?
You know, that day, we'll do that day. Everything will help. We'll get with the speaker and have an auxiliary session, you know, emergency session when we need to do
session. Like tonight.
Yep. Okay. Any announcements? Hearing none. Promotion to adjournment. Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Okay, meeting is adjourned. Time now is 6:23.
Hey, you've been sharing.